أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. In the previous ayats we read part of the great ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala will bless the people of Jannat with. In that we read that they will be given every kind of success and victory. Victory over their nafs, victory over shaitan, and in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and what great ni'mats Allah Ta'ala will grant them. The beautiful orchards that they will be given, the wonderful fruit that they will be given. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابَ. That also we did yesterday, and the Hurul Een of Jannat that Allah Ta'ala will grant them, and all the various some qualities that were described of these Hurul Een, and one particular Atraba, they will be of the same ages of the people of Jannat, the people who had Iman and Taqwa, they will be of the same ages as well. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا. Or piale chalakte huye, and they will be given goblets, tumblers, glasses of the wine of Jannat, and this will be in so much of abundance like it will be overflowing. So this also Allah Ta'ala will bless them with, and this wine of Jannat will be the expression, the manifestation of their love of Allah Ta'ala, their ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, their contact with Allah Ta'ala. Allah was in their minds, in their hearts all the time. And this will transform into that beauty, that wonderful wine. As also mentioned yesterday, that the things of Jannat, only as far as names, they've got connection with the things of dunya. Otherwise, their realities are beyond our imagination. And this wine that will be given, it is only wine by name, but it is totally opposite of the wine of this dunya. Dunya's wine is the lahwan wa kizaba. That is, it causes after you drink, you go out of your mind, you start talking things which are absurd, you don't know what you are talking, you behave in a very, very funny way, etc. There it will be completely different. Or not only similar, but totally opposite it will be. There, that a person will not have any of these things, the ill effects of the wine yet. And the ulama mufassirin have written that as Allah Ta'ala has said, jaza'u wifaqa. And here also Allah Ta'ala says that this reward is from Allah Ta'ala ata'an hisaba. That what you did in this world, so you will get there. So our namazes will take on beautiful forms there, our dhikrullah will take on beautiful forms there, and this wine is the expression of the love a person had for Allah, how much he recognized Allah, how much he had nisbat of Allah Ta'ala, and then the intoxication of wine. There will be also an intoxication, but that intoxication will be this love of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, the intoxication is, you don't know what you're talking, you don't know how you're behaving, how you're swearing, but there it will be the love of Allah, it will be that intoxication, will be that love of Allah Ta'ala. So the more we have the recognition of Allah, the love of Allah, connection with Allah, so much a person will enjoy that intoxication of that wine. So they will be given that wine. And it will be la yasma'una fiha laghwan wala kidhaba, na sunenge waha bakbak or na tukrana. They will not hear any disputes, fights, arguments or anything whatsoever there. It will be serenity and peace all the time. Not the noises that are taking place from all sides, this noise, that fighting, this shooting sounds, or anything like that, nothing like that. It will be peace and serenity there completely. Walaki zaba, no fighting and arguments, lying of people, etc. Nothing of that sort either. Complete serenity and peace and happiness. Jaza'am mi rabbi, badla hai tere rabka, and this will be the reward which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will have given. That is, yeah, those people who observe, who believed in Allah. Today, commonly, it's a crime to believe in Allah Ta'ala. People, if you trust in Allah, you'll say Allah will do. They say you are mad or something, that you must have insurance, you must have this, you must have that. How can you just put your trust in Allah Ta'ala? Various other things. So there, these people who went against the trend of society and people, and they believed in Allah and put their full trust in Allah, Allah will give that reward accordingly. How many people, for many other things also, we feel that if we are just, we spend for deen, then it is, na'uzubillah, like a waste of money. But you spend for dunya's sake, for all the things of dunya, that is regarded as the right thing to do. In fact, to spend in the, which everyone can understand is the wrong things of this dunya. But then a person, everyone supports him and praises him. But for deen and for the things of deen, if a person spends, then that is regarded as wrong. So there Allah will give the recompense. So those people who made sabr here, who went through all these difficulties and hardship, they will get this reward from Allah Ta'ala. And it will be hisaba, that is according to the book Allah Ta'ala will give, according to how Allah Ta'ala will, what Allah has prescribed, that reward Allah Ta'ala will give. And of course it comes also, wasabiruna, the people who make sabr, they will be given their reward, ghayri hisab, without any hisab, they will be just be given all the time. So much they will be given. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala has explained further what this great ni'mat of Jannat will be. And then these are just some which have been indicated to very briefly in many other places of the Quran Sharif. In the Hadith, much more detail has been given and what applies to us now. It's not like a father who has promised a car for his son if he passes his matric, for example. And the son is now just worried about how the car is and he doesn't study. He's going to find out more and more about the car. And he's not studying. He won't get any car whatsoever. So Jannat Allah has promised. And if we want Jannat, we have to do the things that will lead us to Jannat. Jannat is Allah's responsibility. He will give it. And also yeah, that Allah has used the word ata'an. That is, it will be a gift from Allah. Otherwise, a person's whole life of 200, 500 years, 1000 years, and all the time in Allah's ibadah, cannot pay for what the smallest gift from Allah Ta'ala. In fact, this dunya's ni'mat also, all our ibadah cannot pay for it. It is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. From there also we understand, nobody will get Jannat, which Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam declared openly, on account of his amal. It will be purely a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And whom Allah wants to gift it to, He will gift it to those people. So it is ata'an from Allah Ta'ala, a gift from Allah Ta'ala. So we have to do what we have to do now. That is, observe the commandments of Allah. Allah will give Jannat as a gift then to the people. May Allah make us all amongst those blessed people. And also very important to make dua that Allah saves us from all azab. We can't take Allah's azab of this dunya. Qabr is out of the question. Qiyamul Day is out of the question. And Jahannam, how terrible it will be. Yeah, just the flame of a match, we cannot take it. Or if there was a felt fire, we see the red flames of that fire, it's difficult to see it. Just to walk on that burnt ash, we won't be able to manage that also. So how will that be? May Allah protect us, save us, grant us the tawfiq of tawbah and turning in sincere repentance to Allah and begging Him of His favors.